I'm going to talk about social media marketing for new product development, and it's not going to be what you think it is in terms of what I'm going to say in this particular video or this particular podcast. It tells you how many times I've actually done this that I kind of get this all mixed up. But generally, I've been on YouTube and podcasts and all sorts of social media. And generally, it's not what you think is going to happen, right? So you think that you have to sort of stick within these particular domains. And as you stick within those particular domains, whatever your particular product is, right? And you have to stick within those domains. And as you do that, you'll end up doing spectacular. The truth is nothing's going to happen. It's going to be really boring and really tedious. And it's going to feel like you're wasting most of your time. As a business professor, I'm aware of all of the different things that you could do. Whether it's A/B testing, whether it is Facebook marketing, all of these different things, aware of them, tried them. And it's not one individual thing that actually makes a difference. What I've actually decided, and I think the best way, is to just live your life, whatever that particular life is and what that looks like. And there's not going to be a particular domain that you're going to be talking about or that's actually going to matter and it's going to change everything. It's just sort of keyword stuff, but it's really people are just interested in who you are as a person. And so my belief in terms of how this plays out has become so less more strategic than it used to be. I actually, I'm a professor of strategy and, well aware of all that kind of stuff. And I've actually become a lot more chiller with things and laid back. Now, I'm not saying that all of those tricks and, the doing A/B testing and all that kind of stuff, that does matter, but it's also extremely time consuming. And it uses up a lot of time. It's not that it's a free thing that you can do. And, the truth is that even though that there's all these tools, you only have so many hours in the day. And yes, you can optimize thumbnails and do all of that kind of stuff. The truth is, you just have so much that you can possibly do. So the best thing is to get practice just being yourself and living your life. And as you get to things, you get to them. And if you don't, you kind of, you come back and you try to work on it. You try to do something better. You keep doing things along the way where you just keep trying. And the truth is that everything works and nothing really works. And as you get used to doing this and living who you are, realizing that, most people are not going to use your particular product or the thing that you're actually doing. And you just kind of get used to it. You get used to being you. You get used to realizing that you're going to be working on things that nobody else is going to care about. You just get used to it. And you begin to live your life, whatever that particular life actually looks like. And you realize that I'm okay with this. I'm okay with being myself and who I am. I'm okay with just, knowing that there's only so many things that I can possibly do. There's so many resources. And I just gotta live how I live and keep doing it, keep trying and taking those steps forward. That's far different than any of the sort of strategic things that people are going to say. I'm not discounting any of those things. I think they do matter and I think they do add up and they compound, but you have a life and you only have so many resources that go around. And so you simply just have to say, I'm good with these things. I'll get around to it. And if I don't get around to it, that's fine as well. And I'm just going to keep trying and keep working at it. And knowing that, You know, nothing is going to be perfect. Nothing is going to be optimized. And yes, there's going to be a whole bunch of stuff that's left on the table, but that's okay. I'm just going to keep working at that. I'm going to keep doing my thing and keep plugging along with it. That's it. You know, I've done so much of this kind of stuff over years and years. And, you know, I think people are going to, if you've created a new product, I should preface that I've built a platform. You know, like, if you've created a new product, very few people are going to find it interesting. And, you know, the thing is maybe you build a product that just nobody cares about, but that's okay, right? Like, I think that's part of the process. That's part of what you do is you go through not knowing anything and you keep just working at it and realizing that what you're doing is good enough for you. And that's it. I think it gives you a tremendous amount of grace to know that, yes, there's all these optimization things that you could do, and yes, it's always, you can make it more perfect, and yes, there's all these kind of tricks, and you can add them all up, and that's great, but the reality is, you're living your life, and the more that you can make it part of your life, make it, it's like, oh, I'll do a little bit here, a little bit there, I am not going to get to this for a long time, that's okay, right? I think doing that repeatedly is more important than just living your life, trying to do your best is more important than thinking about that you have to get everything right all the time. Anyways, that's my thoughts with excuse me, with social media marketing and new product development. It's just live your life and be okay with it. And yes, there's all sorts of things that you could do. Most of them are pretty simple. Most of them take up a great deal of time and effort. And you just live within your domain and be okay with it. That's it. All right, take care and have a wonderful day.